Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
The question this morning for Truth Tuesday is, what's something that's way overpriced, but for some reason you still pay for it?
Anything at Summer Hill Market.
Ooh,
I know, and I'm not throwing him under the bus. It's my favorite little grocery store in my neighborhood. But I look at it and go, I know that costs. I'm just going to have it because that's what I want to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Because I don't do a big grocery shop.
Okay.
So I eat, like they say, a New Yorker, which is you go, you figure out what you're going to eat that day.
For the day.
And then there's very little or no leftovers.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially when you live by yourself.
That's great. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go to your house and just see Chinese food boxes all over the house.
No. No. You know what you see? You see buy okay.
Okay. Okay.
You know, you see my homemade iced tea.
Okay.
You see flow water.
Okay.
And you might see some fruit. And made me a lonely old avocado.
You are the flow water queen.
I love flow water. Yeah.
You know what? That was going to make my list, too, for things that are overpriced, but I still pay for it.
Caitlin, why do we do this?
I don't know.
The reason I'm thinking about this, I'm looking at my credit card statement for the week, and I see all the coffee purchases through the week, and I'm just like, you know, if I just bring a coffee maker to work, I'd save a ton of money. But for some reason, I won't do it. And that's the question. We all do this. Every one of us has something that we pay way more than it really is even valued for, but we still do it consistently. Yeah. 104.5/36, you could text us or even call us at 416-870-1045. So I'm going to put in for Truth Tuesday this coffee right here.
Yeah.
Way overpriced.
Okay, you know our green room? In our green room?
Yeah.
When we have our guests in there?
Yeah.
There's a coffee maker in there.
Is it really?
I bought that coffee maker.
Did you really?
Hoping that we would use it in this room. Nah.
Wait, I had no idea that you bought that coffee maker.
I did.
First.
I bought a lot of things in this building.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I'm not going to wait for anybody to say, well, let's go through petty cash. But I realized that the coffee didn't taste the same as my Americano Misto. So I look at it this way. The value of this getting me going in the morning, that's something to look forward to besides doing the show. It's worth it for me to get a coffee. It's just a treat. But I save in other ways. It's like my girlfriend said. She's a financial planner. She went to buy ice cream for her husband. She bought the cheapest ice cream. He was mortified that she did not buy Häagen-Dazs.
Right, because
it's what you value.
Because he wants the taste of the other one.
That's what's important to him. He said, I have very few happy moments in my life. Can you just get the Häagen-Dazs? So it's how you value, and my value might be different than your value of what is important, what is expensive. But I get mad at myself every
time. I'm just either going to stop looking at the statements.
Yes.
Or I'm going to switch the coffee.
No, but it's good to look at those statements because maybe you won't buy as much or you'll buy less of something else. Because don't you think this is your fuel, Jamar McNeil? You need something like a treat in the morning.
It is my fuel.
I can't see you doing that. I can't see you not buying at least one coffee or tea in the morning. Caitlin, what about you?
Coffee's a big one. Another one that I know you share my love for these, but it's underwear.
Really?
Wait a minute.
It's that specific brand of underwear, Hanky Panky.
Yes, you love that.
And it's literally the only underwear I own. And I know that I'm overpaying, but it's my favorite. It's the most comfortable. Yes, there are knockoff styles. I could get them that are cheaper. I don't like them.
No.
Not as good.
No.
But way more expensive?
Way more expensive. But that's what's just an area of non-compromise for me.
It shouldn't be because that's your, you know.
That's right. Someone texted
special
in,
needs.
Someone texted in and said makeup. That's definitely one too. Because I put on, like, you know, I thought maybe I'll try this brand of makeup. It's so much more affordable. And, you know, it makes my skin irritated.
Let me ask you, for the makeup wearers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever finish one container of makeup? Is it ever done?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like every woman's just got to see... Curtis, am I lying? Yeah, yeah. It looks to us who don't wear makeup like there's just a sea of makeup containers that just keep getting added to. Like, it never ends.
You're right.
Okay. There's some mixologists out there. You know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they mix different colors and do that, and that's why things last a little longer.
And the ones that you have for a long time might be something like eyeshadow, where you don't go through a lot of it.
And
it doesn't
really expire eyeshadow.
No. Anything
mascara does.
Mascara, for sure. But, yeah, like, some stuff you just don't use that often, and that's the stuff that's sitting there. It's the stuff you don't use.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What's something that's way overpriced, but you still pay for it? Can I put another one out there?
Sure you can. Mm.
Bottled water?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to make a promise to myself very soon to just stop buying bottled water. Yeah. It's such a waste of money.
It's a waste of money, but I do like flow water, I have to say that. I drink more of that than I do regular water.
That one makes me feel better because I know that the packaging is almost completely recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And that I like.
But we could easily... I mean, isn't the tap water in this town pretty...
Toronto's best.
It's absolutely great, right?
I know.
So we could easily just go to the tap, fill up a bottle, and, you know, save that $2.
I know. That's
a bottle.
That's what
$3.
That's what I to make my homemade iced tea out of Toronto's best.
Yeah.
What are people overpaying for?
People are overpaying for cleaning services. We've had a few texts where they say, I have a cleaning lady come every 2 weeks. I know that it's a luxury, but my husband and I work 6 days a week often, so a bit of free time is precious and priceless to us. Someone said movie theater popcorn. I know it's overpriced, but I buy it every time because it's delicious. A lot of people are also saying hair dye.
Hmm.
You know, they're like, I know I could do this at home for how often I go in, but just it's a little bit of pampering. I don't want to do it myself,
well,
so it's worth it.
I'm going to make that person feel a little better because I feel like you want the person, you want someone who does it to do it correct,
the
right?
Professional.
Yeah, you want the professional to take control of
Otherwise, you're going to spend more money correcting your mistake.
Exactly. And with hair dye, that's a costly mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's we're all overpaying for stuff.
Yeah, what else do you have there?
Oh, someone else said concert tickets. And you know, that one struck a nerve with me because they've really gone up in price over, I'd say the past, it's been a while, but over the past probably 10 years, they've really, really gone up. So now I've limited how many shows I go to, but I realize that when I do go, I pay a lot of money for them.
It's not only just going to the show, it's what you buy when you get to the show, it's the parking, it's whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got Grace on my team. Hi, Grace.
Hey, Marilyn. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm at the gym at work.
Good for you. All right. And we got Caitlin with Jamar.
Ooh, hello.
Hey, what's up, Caitlin? How you doing?
I'm feeling good, Jamar. I think we're going to win this one.
I think we're going to win, too. Well, I think we're going to win every year, but, you know. All right. Well, let's get to it. We had a very, very big event in Toronto yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this morning for Breakfast Battle, big events. Big events, festival ceremonies, really big gatherings of people. That's
right.
Going to be the subject, okay?
And up for grabs, a pair of tickets to another big event, Cirque du Soleil's Alegria under the Big Chop in September. So there you go. Tickets, by the way, are on sale right now at CirqueDuSoleil.com. We're going to go first, Grace.
Okay, good.
It's our turn. I got mixed emotions about this one.
Really? About the questions?
Yeah, I just got mixed emotions. I feel Grace has got it. Caitlin, you're going to keep score as we
I am going to keep score.
Grace, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take us in, Caitlin.
Grace, your 30 seconds starts now.
When the U.S. president takes the oath of office, that is a... The next one. The country music festival at Burles Creek.
Oh, Boots and Something.
The big Hollywood awards for film industry.
The Grammys.
The 42-kilometer running event is called a...
A marathon.
Yes! Kitchener-Waterloo, it's Canada's greatest Bavarian festival. What's that called?
Oktoberfest.
The day when we count down to midnight is called...
New Year's Eve.
Oh, my gosh, you got the last three. Yay!
Woo!
Grace, the answer was U.S. President Inauguration. It's not Boots and Something, it's Boots and Heart. And it's the Academy Awards, or we would have taken the Oscars. Yeah. But I know it's a tough game to play, isn't it?
I know, it's hard.
But you did okay. You got three, right, Caitlin?
You got three.
Yay!
All right, the other Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin. You ready for action?
Absolutely, I am. Right.
Think big events, gatherings of lots of people.
Okay.
All right. Caitlin?
Okay, Caitlin, your 30 seconds starts now.
When two people are united in marriage.
Wedding.
The big parade happening this Sunday.
This Sunday? Shoot. Pass.
The main film festival we hold here in the city.
TIFF.
We have a federal blank in October.
Election?
An annual all-night arts festival we hold, one in fall. It's called?
Shoot. Pass.
World's largest athletic competition.
Super Bowl or Olympics?
Yesterday, baby. Hey, listen. Let's just say how easy the first question was.
They were so easy.
Well, I know, Grace. When two people are united in marriage, it got me to thinking about this one, though. Can I just share this with you?
Yes.
I thought about yesterday with the big rafter celebration. How many weddings were at City Hall?
Oh, man,
I know.
And that got ruined.
Well, I'm just wondering about that. There's a lot of people at your wedding, that's for sure. What? How many did she get?
So, wound up getting three, so that's a tie.
Get out of here!
Woo!
Yeah. Wow!
Okay.
Well, okay, so the question was, for the tiebreaker, how many Canadian players are there in the NHL? And Jamar, Caitlin said 300.
Caitlin said 300, and Grace said 700. The correct answer is 435. Closest is Caitlin.
Yes.
Oh, you hear me doing the math in my head? Drop the one. Add the
don't
two.
Ever give us an out question, especially after a parade day. Well done, Caitlin.
Oh, my gosh.
You
so
gave it a good
exciting.
Shot. All right. So what you've won is a pair of tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Alegria. It's under the Big Top in September. And their tickets are on sale right now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Thank you so, so much.
Good job. Good job. I thought your first question was pretty easy, Marilyn. When the U.S. president takes oath of office?
Inauguration. Weddings happen all the time. Inaugurations happen every 4 years.
Yeah.
I think that's a very American question.
Weddings happen all the time?
I'm saying that's skewed to the American audience, which Grace is not.
Whose life are you talking about? I've never had a wedding.
Yeah, but you're gonna.
Maybe.
It's coming.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Working on it if I can keep this thing on the tracks. It's time now to play the Chum Pyramid. You know this game. This is where we ask 7 questions in total, and the person who answers the very last question wins tickets to see the Rolling Stones Canada Weekend, plus they'll qualify to win our VIP upgrade experience, which includes 2 Gold Circle tickets, backstage tour passes, and access behind the scenes.
Rub shoulders with Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Wow. This is a money can't buy experience.
Yeah, that's right.
So you should be calling us now at 416-870-1045.
And we're going to make that draw for everyone who qualifies this week that has won these Rolling Stones tickets. We'll make that draw on Friday to get those 2 Gold Circle tickets.
All right. So our first player is Lynn. Lynn's on the line. Lynn, as long as you answer correctly, you can keep playing. But if you miss an answer, we got to move on to the next caller, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you're listening and someone gets something wrong, you should be calling right away.
Yes.
By the way, we're also in the honor system, guys. No Googling.
Yeah.
Just off the top of the dome, whatever you think the answer is, just say it. It's probably going to be right because that's how things work.
Yep.
But we're also moving quickly, so you're not going to have time to Google anyway. Since we're tickets for the Rolling Stoning, today's Chum Pyramid theme will be England.
Nice.
England. All right. England-themed questions. Marilyn, are you ready?
I'm ready. Jamar, you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Lynn, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Lynn, question number 1. Let's start in London. What's the name of London's subway?
The Tube.
Number 2. Traditionally, what color are most London cabs?
Oh, boy. White.
Okay, we have to go on to our next call. Thank you, Lynn. Who's our next caller, please? Curtis.
Michelle.
Michelle, traditionally, what color are most London cabs?
Black.
Number 3, what's the name of London's huge clock tower?
Big Ben.
Number 4, moving over to Manchester, which singer organized One Love Manchester benefit concert in 2017?
Bob Geldof.
Okay, sorry about that. We got to go to our next caller. Wow. Who's our next caller there? Curtis.
We got Sarah.
Sarah, moving over to Manchester. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Which singer organized One Love Manchester, the benefit concert in 2017?
Ariana Grande.
That's
Bingo.
Right. All right. What's the name of the UK group who just played a show at Wembley Stadium in London this past weekend?
Oh, geez. Spice Girls?
You got it.
Hey.
Question number 6 for you. Back in London, what is the official residence of Prince William and Duchess Kate?
Oh, Buckingham Palace.
I'm sorry. We have to go to our next caller.
Bye.
Well, I know. You're right. You just have to be on standby, right?
Be on you got to be right there. Wrong palace.
Okay.
Pick a palace.
Okay. Who do you have on the line there?
We got Dave.
Dave, back in London, what is the official residence of Prince William and Duchess Kate? Three.
Windsor House.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Dave. We got to go to another caller. Who do we have there, Curtis?
We got royal name Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Good morning.
What is the official residence of Prince William and Duchess Kate?
Kensington Palace.
That's correct.
Yay.
And now we move on to our 7th and final question. What's our caller's name again? Elizabeth?
Yes?
If you answer this question correctly, you're going to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Number 7. What is the name of William and Kate's daughter?
William and Kate's daughter.
In 3.
Emily?
2, 1. I'm so sorry. Oh, sorry,
Emily.
Elizabeth. No.
Elizabeth.
All right.
The royal Emily.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's on the line, Curtis?
Carlos.
Carlos, what is the name of William and Kate's daughter?
Carlos is gone.
Okay, three. Okay, what's your name on the line?
Deirdre.
Deirdre, what is the name of William and Kate's daughter, Deirdre?
I'm hoping it's Charlotte.
You have won!
Charlotte!
You won by answering one question.
Oh, my
God. That is awesome. Thank you.
That is awesome. So thanks to everybody that worked their way up to the pyramid to let you win this one. This is so great. Congratulations.
That is phenomenal. Thank you.
You've got tickets to see the Rolling Stones on Canada Day weekend at the famous site of Boots and Hearts Music Festival. You know Burrell's Creek. You see that on the highway, right?
Absolutely. Okay. This is amazing.
Thank you. You guys are the best. And you know what? You've also qualified to win our VIP upgrade experience, two gold circle tickets that could win you backstage tour passes and access behind the scenes. We're going to make draw for that on Friday. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well done, Deirdre. Wow.
Have a great day.
You too.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Well, let's start with two quick non-Raptor stories that are making headlines in Canada this morning before we get to the parade discussion. So Facebook has announced they're launching a cryptocurrency called Libra. They have a Libra organization within Facebook that's going to manage this currency, and another brand new department called Calibra that will build applications specifically related to this new digital currency that they are trying to launch. They say they want to make sending money as easy as sending a photo. Digital, immediate, free, and feel free to insert a cynical laugh here. They say they want it to be secure. So I don't know how people are going to feel about this one, but they have 2.4 billion users globally. So that's going to be at least an easy start for them to push this currency. So the Canadian House of Commons also trending. They've passed a motion last night to declare a national climate emergency here in Canada. They're supporting our country's commitment to meeting those emissions targets that were outlined in the Paris Agreement. So a lot of people are talking about climate change this morning on social media after that big news broke last night. Now here in Toronto, I still think the biggest trending story this morning is the Raptors championship parade yesterday.
Yep.
The cleanup is still underway. You are going to see lots of garbage trucks zipping around downtown today trying to clean up after the reported at least 2 million fans who came out and stood for hours in the sun all the way from CNE grounds up to Nathan Phillips Square. There were no patches of inactivity along that parade route yesterday. When you see the drone footage, it is wall to wall people the entire way through. Cars were stopping on the Gardner so they could get a peek. Jamar and I were there from just after 10 a.m. onwards at Nathan Phillips Square, and we both kept looking at each other and thinking, where are they going to fit more and more people? I mean, the GTA's population is just under 6 million. So even if 2 million was bang on, and I think it could be light, that would be 34% of our entire city at the parade yesterday.
It's amazing. It was amazing. I can't wait till the numbers really get
crunched.
Because it's I don't know what 2 million looked like, but it looked like more than 2 million. How's that?
I was thinking like 2.5, maybe even 3. There were fireworks. There were incredible speeches. You saw the snowbirds flying over top.
Oh, yeah.
Spirits were at an all-time high. And, of course, the most important and long-awaited moment was getting to hear from the players, hear what the season meant to them. Kyle Lowry gave a great speech. People were applauding him. He took his Invisalign out before he did the speech.
I saw that. That was so funny.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Everybody's waiting to hear, of course, from Kawhi Leonard. Chance of MVP when he took the stage could pretty well be heard from space. We're all hoping that he stays for a few more years. We'll get to that in a moment. But we heard the Kawhi laugh that went viral. So this was his speech to the city, and he did a little reflection upon his laugh at the end.
And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha. Yeah!
Trying to separate his laughs a little bit there. That was pretty good. So when they were on the parade, of course, they had five double-decker buses that were going along, open-air double-decker buses. And as they're going along, you see the players interacting with the crowd. Kyle Lowry gets in on the action and starts a chant among fans for five more years. And so everyone sees that you've got Kawhi Leonard's Uncle Dennis, who's there, and this guy's a very important person to his career and to his life, and he joins in on the chant. So everyone's like, hey, if he's chanting along, maybe we will get a little bit more time with our dear Kawhi MVP.
You know, I think sometimes we focus too much on Kawhi, although why not? But there's other Raptors that could leave too, or management that could leave too, that we don't even think about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Wizards are looking at Masai Ujiri.
Yeah, I think they were offering him a reported $10 million to join them.
So, I mean, just all the moving pieces.
We will, everyone in the city will be watching each and every key person on this team and behind this team, because we don't want anybody to go anywhere. You're right. Kawhi gets a lot of attention, but we want everyone staying put.
Stay! That was my favorite sign yesterday.
Do you want to be a wizard or do you want to be a dinosaur? Yeah.
See?
I want to be a raptor. I would love to get the official numbers on how many bottles were sucked down yesterday.
Yeah.
The Raptors players. I mean, I'm sure Moet, I'm sure the champagne was flowing.
Well, we got somebody that could probably answer that question right here.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrone Edwards. You're right.
Hey.
You're part of the parade, T-Rex.
Good. It was good. Morning.
Yeah.
Champagne on the brain or?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
We ran out of champagne by the time we got to, like, Adelaide, where I really
ran out of champagne.
By Adelaide, you ran out of champagne.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
All the floats. Like, I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, we were just shaking them.
Yeah.
Popping them. Spraying them all over.
Shower.
Yeah.
Champagne shower.
So, who were you with on the tour bus? Who was with you?
I was with Ibaka, Malcolm Miller, and Jody Meeks. So that was my crew for the day.
That's a great crew for the day. And I know, I mean, I'm surprised you're here today, as I am with Caitlin and Jamar, because they were there at Nathanville Square. But what was your feeling going through the crowd?
I would say that not a political event, not a musical event, not what else could there be, sporting event. There's nothing in my lifetime that could even compare to that.
It's so cool.
It was the single most amazing day ever.
No kidding. Yeah, for you and for the city and the country, that's for sure.
It was unreal. It just kept getting better and better and better. And like, we all would just go, like, you know, you get caught up talking on the bus and having a good time, whatever. And then you look forward and you're like, oh, every time. Every 10 minutes, you'd be like, oh my gosh, how is there more people?
Right. That's so true, huh?
And even seeing, like, the what do you call it, the construction workers?
Yeah.
All hanging off the scaffolding.
Really? Banging the scaffolding?
All the condos. Anywhere that people could view from, people were viewing. So balconies, rooftops, everywhere. The Gardner going eastbound. People were just hanging off the Gardner going eastbound. I said, what the heck? Yeah. The on-ramps, all the on-ramps were full.
So I'm sure the players were just, like, astounded, not only by what you're just saying.
Listen, no disrespect to any of the players, but I want to, like, highlight some of the players that don't necessarily have the big names, right?
Right.
So we're not talking about Danny Green. We're not talking about Van Fleet. We're not talking about those guys.
You want to talk about, like, Jeremy Lin?
Well, everybody knows Jeremy
Lin. Yeah.
He doesn't even have to play. He's a star.
Right, but those...
But the other ones, right?
Right.
So the other guys, they got so much love as well.
Yes.
Right? People are screaming their names. They all had signs. So they might not have as many signs, and there isn't memes in their favor, but there was so much love for them as well that I could see them from the guys on my bus, from the guys behind, in bus number two as well. You could just see them just sort of sponge it all up.
That's
accept it and embrace it and be like, and just be lifted by it. It was such, like, oh my God. This city is the best.
It is the best.
You know, it is the best.
And the coverage. So you're on the bus.
Yeah.
You guys are Nathanville Square. I'm watching from home. CTV did great coverage. And I loved all the speeches that the players made. But the one that was my favorite was Fred Van Fleet.
Yes.
He gave a very honest speech to fans.
I truly want to say that you guys should really enjoy this moment. This is a very special moment, not only for us as an organization, but for the city, the country of Canada. And me personally... You guys kill us when we lose. You killed us when we got swept 2 years in a row. So you better celebrate this for the rest of the summer. Until next year, we deliver. Now it's your turn to deliver for us. Enjoy it, man.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so good.
I remember that moment. I was standing side stage. Yeah. That was at Nathan Phillips Square.
That's right.
Because I remember being like, wait, what did he say? Because he got such a good reaction. Well, I'm glad you played that, right?
Yeah, he did. And some other people followed suit on that one. Anyway, we've got you on entertainment coming up in just a couple of minutes. A great day. Look at all you guys participating. Like 2-point-something million people did yesterday.
I mean.
And you showed up at work today.
Almost 3 million people in the biggest party on the planet
yesterday.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's an E-Talk Entertainment update. Perfect person to talk to this morning.
Yeah.
Someone who was in the mix yesterday. Tyrone Edwards. Welcome to the studio, bro.
Can I tell you that yesterday, everything all came together. So I wear a few different hats, you know, so OVO, I'm very proud of to be a part of that team. E-Talk, CTV, Bell Media family, of course. As a person of this basketball community in Toronto, like, I played all my, like, every day growing up. Then, you know, went on scholarship to the States and played NCAA basketball. Raptors fan through and through from day one. And it all came together yesterday
so
for me.
Super special for you yesterday.
Super special. Like, even thinking about it right now, I feel like a little emotional because it is, I told Ibaka when I was interviewing him, I said, this is a literal dream come true for someone like me. And
this is your sport. This is your town, your crew, all in one. Boom, all boom, boom. Three-legged stool.
And both of those logos, you know, when we started off the parade, we had to, we started at the OVO Athletic Center, which is the Raptors practice facility.
Right.
And I'm looking up at the logo, and I was interviewing Jamal McGlure. Jamal McGlure is somebody I knew from high school.
Ah.
Right? So Jamal McGlure, I met him when I was in the ninth grade. I was 5'2½", and he was the same size he is today.
Lucky guy. Very lucky
guy. How about
guy.
That? Okay. So he was a big boy. Then we watched him dominate at Eastern Commerce. Watched him dominate at Kentucky. Then as an NBA All-Star of the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. Now he comes back. And he's assistant coach of the Toronto Raptors and wins an NBA championship, and he's still doing his old school tactics where he cut out the bottom of a paper cup and he's yelling through it as a right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so to me, he is the Canadian basketball dream. So I'm interviewing him, and as I'm interviewing him, our background is the logo, the Raptors logo and the OVO logo. Both symbols mean so much to me. Why? Because they represent dreams coming true.
Wow.
Growing up, never had an NBA team, but of course I wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I wanted to be a part of a cool hip hop crew, but we didn't even.
There wasn't.
That was the idea of that didn't. I couldn't fathom that.
Right.
I couldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Here I am today.
Yeah.
With two symbols that you cannot avoid anywhere in this city.
But being celebrated at the same time.
At the same time.
That's crazy.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And you know, yesterday, forget me for a second.
Yeah.
I'm just one person in this city. I looked at it. They said we had, what,
2 million.
Over 2 million, right? Let's just say that. Over 2 million. I Googled our population. It's only 2.9.
Yeah.
So I said, well, where the heck? Nobody went to school. Nobody went to work.
The whole population was in one place yesterday.
So, you know, it feels good, like, when you love something, but then to see everybody else love it as well.
Yeah, that's great.
And I got to see it from such an amazing, blessed, privileged vantage point.
A double-decker bus. And you saw signs that were from all sorts of... Tell me about those signs.
Okay, so... And just to show exactly who was there, we had a sign that was done by, you know, this wonderful, nice little lady who looked like she, you know, worked in a quiet little office and was, you know, a nice little dress buttoned all the way up to her neck and cute little shoes. And she had a sign that she clearly made because it was done very well.
Yeah.
And it said, thanks for a super year, guys. And this is awesome! Because she was celebrating in her voice.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
Right? That's authentic. I love it.
What about those signs in crayon?
The one in crayon that I loved the most was, Kawhi, if you stay, I'll give you my Nintendo Switch. That is authentic.
I think that sealed the deal.
That is the most. That is that child's most valued possession, and he said, "I will give it to you if you stay."
You know what I liked? We have to wrap this up. But this is entertainment in itself. I'm so glad that you were able to come in today to talk about this. But the fact that all players were honored, and they were all of them honored, and all of them, and as you witnessed, as you kept going slowly down the roads, the path of the parade route, the number of people, I'm sure it was just so emotional and overwhelming.
It was a lot. I just couldn't believe there was more, and then more.
And then more. Wow.
Yeah. By the time we got to university, I was just like, okay, we didn't even know if we were going to be able to make it.
I know that. We waited. Anyway, you made it, and congratulations. And, you know, your dreams can come true.
It's so true.
Tyrone, we'll see you tonight on E-Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV.
And that is the moral of the story.
That's it, man. That's what it's all about.
To anyone listening, dreams can and do come true.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient. And work hard.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.